Devolution. The Principal Secretary, PS, State Department for Devolution Theresia Mbaika has lauded the synergy and cooperation between the State Department and the Senate Standing Committee on Devolution in executing and implementing the country's devolution agenda. Speaking in Mombasa, Mbaika said that the committee plays a vital role in shaping Kenya's devolution journey, adding that the commitment to ensuring responsive and accountable governance at the county level reflects the collective aspiration for a brighter future where the voices of the citizenry are considered in every decision. The PS noted that the symbiotic relationship between the two entities has seen devolved units achieve milestones that have brought service delivery to the grassroots. We have made remarkable strides since the inception of devolution and have witnessed commendable progress in service delivery across various sectors. Counties have improved access to essential services, including healthcare, education, and infrastructure, bringing these services closer to the people, said Mbaika. However, she noted that from the onset of the devolution journey, challenges and teething problems have occasionally been part of the foundation-building process and called for concerted efforts in enhancing governance and operational efficiency within counties. Doing so, she said, will ensure that funds and resources allocated to local governments yield maximum benefits to citizens. While devolution has achieved a great deal, we acknowledge that challenges remain. Resource allocation, capacity building and infrastructure development are ongoing concerns. In some regions, local leadership face obstacles in mobilizing and effectively utilizing resources, added the PS. The chairperson of the Senate Standing Committee on Devolution, Senator Mohammed Abbas, said the interconnected nature of the two entities' mandate aimed at protecting devolution, enhancing intergovernmental relations and protecting the interests of Kenyans. Abbas noted that the core mandate of the committee is to strengthen county performance in the financing, management, coordination, and accountability for resources, to improve delivery of devolved services at the county level. Abbas added that this mandate is executional with the help and support of the State Department as it gives guidance in areas of policy formulation and facilitation. The State Department for Devolution is responsible for supporting county governments through policy formulation, capacity support and intergovernmental relations. These are fundamental areas that form the backbone of functional devolved units, added Abbas.